There was a king, and he developed utter disinterest in everything. He was a very good king, very kind, looking after his subject so well. But yet, the thirst to know God, the thirst to know the mysteries of the universe, would not allow him to continue. And he wanted something in life which was missing. There was a spiritual vacuum, in spite of the fact that everything he had, all the comforts, all the conveniences, there was no dearth of anything. And yet, the spirit was empty. So he decided to give up the world, his kingdom, and take the path of renunciation. And with this end in mind, he went to one sage who was quite well known, and he narrated his stage of Vairagya to that sage. The king said, "What I should do? Tell me." The sage said, "Why don't you give all your kingdom to me?" The king was elated, very happy, because already he was fed up with all the material comforts. He said, "Okay, I am willing to give everything to you." Am I audible? So, the sage said, "Give everything, whatever you have, to me. I will rule." The king was happy and at the same time little surprised at the greed of the person who has already given up the world, a mendicant, a yogi with such desires. But still he was very happy, okay, because he wanted to get rid of it. So he said, "Okay, you take care of my kingdom and I am taking the path of renunciation and going in the jungle to do tapasya." But the sage said, "Once you give up the kingdom, then what about your food and what about your other things? How you are going to have your livelihood?" The king said, "Somehow I will try to earn something. I don't bother much about it. I might get some small job somewhere and I will earn, and rest of the time I will spend in tapasya." So the sage said, "Since I am a king, I am the master of the kingdom, I have one job. Now you are jobless and I have the whole kingdom with me. So I have one job. If you are willing, I can give you, and I can give you payment every month so that you can continue with your tapasya and at the same time a small job." So the king, okay, he said, "Yeah, I am ready to take. So what is the job?" So the sage said, "In my kingdom, the job of king post is vacant. Can you become king of my kingdom? It will be my kingdom, but you just work there as a king. I will give you the payment every month. And remember, it will be my kingdom, not yours. So you work there as an employee, and I'll give you payment." The king agreed. And now he is a king. But very happy this time. He's doing everything what he was doing before. Before also he was king, now also he is king. But there is a lot of difference in the two kings. The earlier king was always in the stage of struggle. Two things, to be or not to be. But this king is quite happy. And he is also continuing his path of spirituality. So what has happened here? So, you heard the today's blessing? What did Baba say? Caged bird. Anything which cages you is a bondage. To think that I am householder is a bondage. But to think that I am trustee frees you from all the bondage. You become a flying bird. You attain the stage of manmanabhava. The body might be in prison, but if the mind is free, nobody can cage the mind. There was a philosopher who was put in prison by Hitler, a Jewish philosopher, during the time of Second World War, when millions were killed. And when he came out from the prison, he wrote his story. And he said that, even though Hitler had put me behind the bars and my body was imprisoned, but my mind he could not put behind the bars. My mind was still free, even in that prison. So all bondages emanate from mind. All bondages are of the mind. And if the bondages are coming from mind, one can get rid of them through the mind. External circumstances are not the bondages. Persons, people are not the bondages. All bondages are deep within ourselves somewhere. The desire to get rid of all the bondages should arise in the heart. Yesterday we talked about yearning. Yearning for mukti. Yearning to be free. Mukti is not the mukti of Paramdham or mukti of Golden Age. Mukti of, there are three types of muktis, three types of freedom. One freedom is when you are in this body and you are free from all the stresses and worries and bondages and chains and shackles. Another freedom when the soul is in the supreme abode. And the third freedom when the soul is in Golden Age, that is Jivan Mukti, liberation in life. I am not talking of liberation of supreme abode or liberation in life of Golden Age. Liberation here and now. Get liberated here whilst in the body. To remain free in the body. That's a very good stage, very high stage, very light stage. Because we have created a web of bondages. And we are caught and we are crying loudly, free me, free me, free me. Once Buddha came and there was huge gathering sitting in front of him. And he brought one handkerchief and he said, "What is this?" And they said, "Okay, it is a piece of cloth." Then he tied many knots in that small piece of cloth. And afterwards he again asked, "What is this? Is it the same?" They said, "It is the same cloth, but now it is full of knots." So he asked, "What is the way to get rid of all the knots? If I pull it, will I get rid of those knots? So what is the way to get rid of the knots? You have to go to the, in the similar manner the knots were formed. Reverse that procedure. See how the bondage is created. Then only you can reverse it. You cannot say that I just want to get rid of all the bondages and you sit down. This will not work. This alone will not work. See how the knots of the mind are created, how the complexes, granthis, how these complexes are created. And then free oneself of every small bondage. That bondage may be of some relationship with some person. That bondages may be so subtle that even we are not aware of those bondages. But they are there in the mind, existing so deep. To know those bondages is the first step. And then to get rid of them gradually, one after another. So know the subtle complexes which are created. In Jain philosophy, they have one word, nirgrantha. Nirgrantha means without any granthi. Granthi means complexes, without any complexes. You become like that straight piece of cloth, devoid of all these subtle knots, wrinkles, bondages, complexes. To reach that stage of nirgrantha is to become karmatit. So, Baba talked about being a trustee. This trustee is a very, very nice word. What does trustee mean in the world? To take care. It's not mine, but I am taking care of it. I know that it is somebody else's and he is going to come and then I have to hand over. For example, there's a bank manager. He's counting money whole day, but he knows that it is not mine. He doesn't get very happy when somebody comes to deposit money, nor he gets unhappy when somebody comes to withdraw money, because he knows none of the money is mine. I am getting my salary at the end of the month. This is my job. I have been given, entrusted with this responsibility. And the use of the word trustee in the religious field and in the field of spirituality was first made by Mahatma Gandhi. A lot of literature exists about trustee. In Hindi, trustee means nyasi, and from where the word sannyasi has come. Sannyasi means the one who is nyasi, the one who is trustee, the one who thinks that nothing is mine. And that is known as nyas. See, so Baba has said time and again that all of us work as if you are trustee. We have to work as if we are trustee. It's not the question of those who are householders. It's for all Kumars, for all Kumaris, for teachers, for householders, for everyone. It is not that the one who is unmarried is free. They create their mental grihasthi. They create the mental household, a huge web of intricate bonds, complexes within the Brahmin family only. So that itself is sometimes a bondage. A bondage is bondage. Baba had said in one of the Murlis, a bondage is bondage. Whatever it is, whether it is iron chains or golden chains. Rather, golden chains are even more difficult. Iron chains you may cut, but how you are going to cut the golden chains, and that too studded with diamonds? You want to take out, but then you are not tempted not to take out. Let it be there for some more time. It might be useful in future, so why should I remove it? So we want to keep the golden chains with diamond studded there, but a bondage is bondage. Baba wants us to be a parrot out of the cage, a bird out of the cage. Wherever we are, whatever we are doing, there should be a thought in the mind, I don't want to accept any bondage. It all bondages are unacceptable to me. I don't want to get tied to any person, any object, anything. I want to remain free. Because the moment I start possessing something, I start saying that this is mine, Maya starts. So trust means nothing is mine. So Baba wants us to become trusty. So develop the spirit of trusteeship, or master the art of trusteeship. And a trustee, when I say trustee, it includes 7 things. A trustee means he should have these 7 things in him. The first is burden free. The one who is trustee is burden free. And if one is feeling burden, that means one is not trustee. That burden could be anything. That could be a burden of spiritual maryadas, spiritual service also. That means you are not trustee. When one is thinking that this is my service, even this sometimes becomes a subtle bondage. I must do this seva. Forgetting that it's he who is making us do things in confluence age. And in the confluence age, everything is being done by him, not by us. Today I am doing it. Tomorrow somebody else can do it. So it's not that I have to possess something. Sister Sudesh from Germany had said a very good thing in one class. She had said, we are all taps. And Baba is the tank. The water is coming through this tap. Tank is above, filled with water. And the water is coming through this tap. If this tap feels, oh, I am the one who is giving water, then what? What tap is thinking, I am the one who is giving water. If you don't behave properly, I'll stop giving water to you. And if the tank thinks that, let me stop, then where is the water? Nothing will come. Even whatever we are doing in Brahmin life, that is all because of the godly force. His divine will. That's why Brother Jagdish was there. He used to say to Baba, Sashtavat Dandavat, means prostrate in front of Shiv Baba, even though this is a task, an act of Bhakti Marg. But Baba, this is what I am doing in front of you. Because without your grace, nothing is possible. Even right now where we are sitting here, what the worldly people are doing. At the same time, they have newspapers or some channels or news or social media or something other they are doing. We are sitting here and churning, listening, speaking, discussing, relating knowledge. This is the act of divine grace. That God's grace is upon me. In Hindi, there is a saying, Bina Hari Kripa Mile Nahi Santa. Without the grace of God, you do not get the company of great saints. All are saints here. All are holy people here. So to have the company of great men, spiritual men, men with high spiritual caliber, and when you keep on getting them, it means God's grace is upon me. His kripa is upon me. That itself is the sign that yes, he is looking after me. That's why I am coming in contact with so many great souls of the world. So the first sign of a trustee is he will remain burden free. No burden even of seva. It is Baba's service. Automatically it will be done. I have to keep on working, but it will be done by him. It's not going to happen by my will. It is going to happen by his will. It's not going to work as per my plan. It is going to work by his plan. What is the divine planning? The ultimate plan. The divine plan can never be wrong. There are many people, many Brahmins who say that in our life this happened that should not have happened. It's because of this that my Brahmin life is getting spoiled. This particular person, the place where I am working, it's very barren land. Why Baba has kept me there, I don't know. Look at other sisters, they are working so well. They are doing so much service. And look at me. I had gone to one place in India, and in that center, only two students were there. Only two students. So I was a little amazed, and that was the area of that Goa side. And everybody eats fish there, and they know that once you enter Brahma Kumaris, you have to give up. So they come, they do the course, and after that they never come. And it's not that sisters are not working hard. They are working very hard, giving courses and many things, going to jail, and even they took me in jail and we did some service. But I found that there are only two students there. So I asked that sister, how is this? And she said, it's like that only, from last 10 years. She said such a beautiful thing that I still remember. There's very powerful things she said about this thing. She said, earlier I was in one center that was a retreat center, and I used to remain so busy there, whole day guests and so many other things. Now from last 10 years I am here, and this is what it is. And she said a very powerful statement. She said, in Hindi, इस परिस्थिति को मैंने प्रेम से स्वीकार किया है. I have accepted this condition with love. I have accepted this situation with love. Earlier, my part was different. Now my part is different. I get lot of time, so I spend all the time in reading, studying Avyakta Murlis and making my stage very high. Earlier I had some complaints, why this, but now I don't have any complaints. I have accepted this situation with love. And the way she said it, it was so powerful. So everything is not going to work according to you. It's not that every time you will get victorious. You will have to taste defeat in life. So that which is unchangeable for a moment, accept it. And acceptance doesn't mean to accept defeat. Acceptance doesn't mean that I am not going to change the situations. Acceptance doesn't mean that I am bowing down before the situation. Acceptance doesn't mean that, okay, the same thing is going to be permanent. Acceptance doesn't mean that I have become lazy. This is the wrong definition of acceptance. Acceptance is a spiritual act. It means for this moment, I have accepted this situation, but I am struggling hard within. There are two ways. One is the act of acceptance, another is the act of resistance. Two. Like two Madhuban Nivasis, those who stay permanently in Madhuban, both work very hard. Throughout the day they was doing service, Baba's service, and they got late. And when they entered Bhandara kitchen, they found that nothing is there. One of them was so unhappy and started complaining, Baba, what is this? I am working for you whole day and this is what you give me. Sabji is finished. And we are coming here at 11 p.m. at night. And there is nothing there. Some few chapatis, they also have become so hard. This is what I don't want. And he goes without food. The other brother, he also worked the whole day. And he is arriving at 11 p.m. And he is so happy. Baba, even though I am coming at 11 p.m., you have still kept few chapatis. Not just chapatis, you have kept them broken. So that I don't have to break them. Some pieces you have kept it. So he's so happy and he eats those chapati and he goes to sleep nicely. The other person, the first one, is restless because he's hungry. How can he sleep? He's tossing on the bed whole night and complaining. This is what I came here for. And now he's planning, let me see if there is some other option. Option B. Any other option, better option. And one day he runs away. Goes away. So acceptance doesn't mean that there is, as I said, it is against the force of resistance. For that moment, I have accepted, yes, this is what is. I am happy with this. I am happy with the situations. So learn to accept things with love. Those things you cannot change. Those persons who stay with you and whom you cannot change. Those tough persons. There's a book interestingly, How to Deal with Tough Boss. There's a book written like that by somebody. How to deal with tough bosses. So trusty means burden free. We have placed all the burdens at his feet. Let him take care. I will not. I don't have to bother. Disciples of Jesus Christ come to him and say, what are we going to do? He says, go and spread my message everywhere. This is your message. People are already against you. Wherever they hear your name, they are ready to pelt stones. And you say, go and deliver my message. And they say that we don't know how to give speeches. Because the disciples, they are not speakers. He just picked them like that. Here, here. Yes, you, come. Yes, you, come. One is catching fish. He looks at him. You, please follow. One is a coin changer. Yes, you, follow me. This is how he picked up his disciples. They are not speakers. They say, how are we going to speak? What are we going to say? We have no practice and we don't know what to do. He says, go and stand and speak. Inverted comma. It shall be given unto you at that hour what to speak. It shall be given unto you. From above it will come what you have to say. You don't worry. You are doing my work. So it's my responsibility. And don't bother what we will eat and what we will drink. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto it. First seek God and all the things of the world, what you want, that will be added unto this thing. The second thing of our trusteeship is instrument. Think that I am instrument, I am instrument, I am instrument. Make this thing go deep in the subconscious mind that I am an instrument of God. If he wants, tomorrow he will make somebody else an instrument. So what is the ego and what is the arrogance? Today I am the boss, I am the in charge, I am the head. I am the instrumental soul. Tomorrow somebody else would be there. So I don't have to have any ego for that. You know, one of the greatest singers of the world, Muhammad Rafi, the most melodious voice, he had said once, if Allah wanted, he could have given this voice to somebody else also. So there is no greatness that I have such a melodious voice. If he would have wished the same voice, he could have planted in some other throat. So, look at the feeling of even the world. You see such people who are not egoistic. So trusty means instrument. He has made me instrument and I am working. In World War II, when Germany had attacked British, there was a statue of Jesus Christ which was badly injured, badly damaged, not injured, damaged. But then people had a lot of faith in Jijus. And after the war, they collected the pieces of that statue and erected it again, but they found that two hands were missing. So what to do? So people suggested, okay, we will make another two hands and attach to that statue. But some people were against. They said, no, we want the original one. We can't compromise on the original. So one person came up with a very beautiful idea. He said, we will keep the same statue without hands. And below it is written, my children, you are my hands. You are my hands. Baba says, you are my arms. You can see that picture if you want on internet. Jesus Christ without hands, and it is written, you are my hands. We are the hands of God. We are the arms of God. He is working through us. He doesn't have his own arms. He doesn't have his own feet. Pagabinu chalai sunai binu kana. He doesn't have ears to hear. He hears through us. He works through us. So we are the instrument souls. So whatever services we do, laukik or alaukik, think that Baba is working through me. Baba has made me instrument. Even though it is an out and out materialistic work, laukik job, always think that this laukik job is for alaukik revelation. This laukik job has been given to me so that I can reveal Baba. That is what I am doing this job for. Otherwise, I have no business with this job. Laukik will reveal alaukik. The only purpose of doing a laukik job is this. Laukik also is for alaukik seva. It is the spiritualization of the material thing. Spiritualize everything that you do. That could be anything then. So instrument. And then third thing in trusteeship is surrender. A deep sense of surrender. Whatever I am doing, Baba, it's for you and I surrender unto you. Nothing is mine. Surrender, actually the word surrender in English literature means to accept defeat. In the Western philosophy, it has a different meaning. Eastern philosophy, it has a different meaning. Western means Japan surrendered. Means accepted defeat. Oh. But in spirituality or in the Eastern, surrender is Sharanagati. Sharanagati is a very higher word. In Vaishnavism, in Shaivism, the huge importance has been given to Sharanagati. When a devotee comes and takes refuge at the feet of the Lord, it has got a great importance. All religions for that matter, come and surrender unto me. Come ye all that labor and I shall give thee rest. So surrendering. Surrender has nothing to do with particular type of cloth. Surrender has nothing to do with particular type of batch. Surrender has nothing to do with particular place where you stay. And fourth, surrender has nothing to do with any ceremony. Surrender is a stage of the mind. Surrender is the stage of the mind. All these things are outside things. Person may be having all the four things, and yet if his thoughts are not surrender, he might get deviated. And that is happening more and more in the yajna. The temptations of Maya are pulling souls. We have seen those who are in Gyan for 40 years. Now they develop the desire to get married. And they have gone and married. Maya is so powerful. So powerful. Then who are we? When such souls get trapped, ensnared. So one has to have eternal vigilance, watchfulness. Otherwise we will also get trapped. So, surrender. And then fourth thing about trusteeship is attachment free. I have no attachment to anything. Today I am in this place, tomorrow I would be in that place. Tomorrow, today this place, tomorrow next office. I'm not attached to anything. Because the moment I develop attachment to anything, the smallest thing I develop attachment, this thing, the moment it is lost, I am unhappy then. Attachment can turn into addiction. Just now this morning, you know, somebody sent me a message. Just now I received this morning. And Om Shanti, she is saying, PUBG game. What is this? Pub game. PUBG. Okay. She is saying that my child has become addicted to this. Everywhere this is spreading like anything. And she has written in Hindi. So he forced me to buy pub game. Game instrument, I am confused. Please help. He has become very expert in this game. What I should do? This is some mother who has written about her child. Children are getting addicted to new things. So, this is the stage of the world. There's attachments everywhere. You keep on doing one thing 2-3 times, you get attached to it. You eat one particular thing multiple times, you want the same thing. Attachment is so fast. And these all video games and all these things is a great Maya. It's a very great Maya. You know, there was a study done on terrorists. And they were asked which games you used to play during childhood. They used to say video games. Which video games? A car is coming from this side and then I hit it. Then killing this, killing that. These video games they loved. And these people ultimately turned into terrorists. What our children are doing? Which games we are allowing them to play? It is not that this boy has developed this addiction suddenly. She herself is agreeing that this is an addiction. And she is saying that I bought the thing for him. And now he has become very expert in it. And he has become quite famous amongst his friend for that game. I don't know exactly what is that game. You might be knowing. But this is a great addiction. So, trusty means attachment free. And then next, trusty also means responsible. Trusty doesn't mean that I gave all the responsibility. Responsibility is first. Kartavya always first. When kartavya, when responsibility, when duty calls, give up everything and do the duty first. It's not that there is some program in the center, so I am going. And you have left the work uncompleted at home. That is not trusty. In one book, Autobiography of a Yogi by Swami Yogananda, there's a beautiful line that has come. He said, spiritual contemplation should not be made an excuse for material negligence. I'm going to meet Baba. You know, in Madhuban it so happens. I'm going to meet Baba. Okay. But what about their duty? Other people are coming and meeting Baba from different places. But those who stay there permanently, they cannot go every time. When you have a duty, you have to first give preference to your duty, your job, your seva. You cannot go every time like that. I remember once I was sitting in Diamond Hall and Baba was there in front and Murli was going on. And Dr. Satish Gupta was there and he looked behind and he said, Sachin, can you just go and have a look at one patient? Actually, that is a trauma hospital. It is different. We are in above Mount. That's different. Administration is different. Everything is different. He said, can you see this patient? And he showed me one report of that patient. Baba is there, Murli going on. And that was a blood gases. And it was very bad report. And I said, who is the patient? He said, there is one mother from Sangam Bhavan. Sangam Bhavan is at Abu Road. So she is a surrendered mother. So can you see? So I was so unwilling. Baba is here in front, Murli is going on and go in between. I said, I didn't say anything. I said, okay, it's so bad. I just saw, I didn't say anything. I was just seeing Baba. And Baba, and that Murli was going on. And then I thought, no, I must go. I gave up. And I went to trauma. And she was so breathless, just about to die. Immediately I intubated her and put her on ventilator. And then settled her. I came back, by the time Baba had already gone. But she survived. She remained alive. She was on ventilator. I didn't go again to see her. Two, three days she was on ventilator, then extubated, and then later on she came and met me above. Her son is surrendered in Pandabhavan. So, you know, no matter, spiritual temptations. These are spiritual temptations. We want to, don't let go of Baba. Many times it so happened that Dadi suddenly has come to Pandavan, there is a class. But then you have a duty. You can't go to that class then. So always keep Kartavya duty first. All spirituality later on. That is the real sign of a yogi. Jab Kartavya pukare. Sab kuch gone hai. When the duty calls, everything is insignificant. So, be responsible. That is trusteeship. And then, trustee means sixth, ownership free. You are not the owner. You have been given the post of king. Now look after it. I'll give you payment later on. You are the king, but this is a post given by him. You're working as a king, as an employee in his company. He is the manager, he is the MD, he is the director of that. You are just working under him. You are a government employee, Pandav government's employee. Okay? So, no ownership. You know, many places we go, many houses, how they talk. This is Baba's house. This is Baba's car. This is so ingrained in them. Then nobody says, this is my car. This is Baba's. This is Baba's house. This is Baba's car. This is Baba's room. This is this. Baba's. Everything Baba's. You see so many people like that. Very simple, but it comes out from their heart. They are not trying to make any show. It comes out just like that. This is Baba's garden. So everything is for his. No ownership. Nothing is mine. I do not possess anything. Even these children are Baba's children. Everything Baba's. Your children are not your children. They are from you, not for you. You know this poem by Khalil Gibran? Your children are not your children. They are from you, but they are not for you. Don't force your desires upon them. Don't force your suppressed desires which you couldn't do. Now let them do. It's not like that. They are different souls. They have their own paths. You can help them, but don't expect anything from them. But you have to take good care of them. That is also a responsibility. See, what is their company? What do they love? What they see on internet? What are they doing online? It's very important. Before it is too late. Because there is a Maya everywhere in the world. So, ownership free. And last point. A trustee means humility. Namrata. Down to earth. Egoless. Absolutely humble. And more we know, more we understand life, we get to know that we do not know, we do not understand. And then the humility comes. Humility arises from the thing that there are so many things in the world to know. What I have understood, what I have known, nothing. What seva, what things I have done, nothing. Whatever seva one has done, what is that in front of all the dadis? What dadis have done? Look at Dadi Janki at the age of 103. She is moving across the world still. Recently she was admitted. Before I came, she was admitted in hospital for 4 days. If she had not got okay, I had to cancel this trip also. But she got okay on 17th and she had a flight on 17th. So I discharged her on 16th. She left on 17th and 18th I left from there. Otherwise I would not have left. So look at her at that age. But so much humility. You don't see a stress of ego anywhere. I have done, or I have done this or that. Nothing. Nothing. Just upram, beyond everything. So, such humility. I remember once long back, I had gone to Delhi for some conference and suddenly somebody called, Banarasi Bhai called, "Oh, please come, what are you doing there? Dadi is not well." I said, "I'm in the conference." He said, "Leave the conference." So I left the conference in between and came rushing to see what has happened. And the moment I reached Dadi's Shakti Bhavan, I heard she is in Diamond Hall giving class. She was all right, not all right, at night. But now she is all right in the morning. She is so miraculous lady. I don't just understand. At one moment in the ICU, next moment giving class somewhere. One moment so restless whole night. Oh, what is happened? What is happened? This. The next moment she is all right. It's always like that. So many times I have seen so closely Dadi getting so serious. Once it so happened that she was so serious, we felt this is last. Call up Jayanti Ben, oh come. This is the end now. Because doctors were investigating. We were in Mumbai and she was bleeding. Hemoglobin came down to 6. Every procedure done twice. From where it is bleeding, nobody is understanding. Endoscopy twice, this twice, that twice, twice. Ultimately, we decided we don't want. Let everything happen. Let it happen in Shantivan. So we left from there. In the airport, Dadi was bleeding. We came back. We reached Shantivan. The car was full of blood. Next day, then okay, because if anything has to happen, let it happen in Baba's house. And within 2 days, she was all right. Within next 2-3 days, she was up and about. So miraculous. So miraculous. Once it, again another event. Once it happened that she was so bad in Ahmedabad, they all gathered and okay, she has to be operated. They were saying, there is a whole perforation, intestinal perforation. If you don't operate, she will not survive. But Dadi was not willing for all these things. And at night, 11:10 p.m., she removed that nose, rise tube, and she said, "I want to go," and we left against medical advice. And every time, Dadi is like, wherever she is admitted, we have to leave against medical advice. She said, "I want to go right now." Doctors feel so sorry. "Oh, please, we have done some mistakes." Nothing, just left. And then again she was all right in next 2-3 days. The same thing now. She was so unwell, this, bapre, so many things. I gave her so many IV here, IV here, IV there, and all that thing done. On 16th she was discharged, IV sting still continued. But next, immediately reached Dubai and then Nairobi, and now she is in London. So miracle. So it's not... She is a standing challenge to medical field. A person with those diseases which she has cannot survive. Cannot. Impossible. With that heart which is all blocked, she is alive. What is it? It's the power of God who is making her move. She is not moving on her own. It's Baba who is making her move. So trustee has 7 things. First, burden free. Second, instrument. Third, surrender. Fourth, attachment free. Fifth, responsible. Sixth, ownership free. And last, humility, the sense of humility. So these all things is trustee. So become trustee. In today's Murli Baba said, "If you remember me, I'll remember you. If you do my service, I will remember you and give you strength." So powerful statement. If you do my service, I will remember you and I will give you strength. You do not know what are your weaknesses, but I know which is your weakness and I will fill that weakness. I'll fill you with strength. So read today's Murli, revise today's Murli, churn today's Murli. Yesterday we talked about churning. So keep yourself focused around the Murli, even though you are so many, you might be busy throughout the day with multiple things, but make this as a habit. Habit will work wonder. And initial stages, you have to work hard before it becomes neural pathways are created before. Okay? Om Shanti.